Hi there, Honey Austin here, and I say everybody can be prepared. But before we get into that, please excuse me for this mild interruption, because as a Brighton store affiliate, I only make pennies on the dollars, on the average that is, so I am not expecting to gain enough to buy Cinderella's castle, let alone a dilapidated, 1949 Chevy convertible or even a little red wagon. This is my way to introduce you to the BrightonStore.com. In today's struggling economy, we are all suffering from sticker shock. However, I encourage you to check this out. Follow my link below and see what you think. You can get what you pay for here. High quality, dependable service, and promises fulfilled. I know that really is what most folks doubt because of the proverbial car salesman, but one bad apple shouldn't ruin it for all of us. So I was the same way, and they made me a believer. The variety of healthy organic items, books and info, and of course they even have some items for us preppers, and other products which are of the highest quality I've ever found. I mean that. Now check them out today using my link below when this video is over, of course. Now back to what you came here for.
Yes, you can do your garden in 15 minutes a day and relax the rest of the time. You can have a beautiful garden, and all you have to do is a tiny bit of maintenance. First of all, spend 15 minutes a day for about the first week doing your yard, getting the dirt ready. And then, the next day or two, plant seeds along the way. Yes, you can plant them indoors or outdoors in pots or right down in the soil, but you can spend only 15 minutes to do it. Make this fun and easy job. Yes, job, because it is work. But if you chunk it into little tiny pieces, and you can even buy the plants and have them already growing and put them in your yard. And when they look like they're growing strong after watering a little bit, you got to check for the bugs. Check for those aphids and the ants and spray for them, sometimes just with water. And even if it's curly leaves, check on what you need to do with those. But only check in as you're walking from the car to the house. And then make sure you have watering program set up. You can either put it on a timer or time yourself, but 15 minutes a day should take care of most of it. Or set a timer and that's your 15 minutes to walk in and out of the house to turn it on and off. That's not so bad. Soaker hoses are wonderful if you want to leave those down without having any extra runoff or having to pay for water that's not being used in your garden. And then it's time for harvesting. As you're walking through the garden, just pick the ones that are ripe today and then pick some more tomorrow. You can even have your kids or your spouse or your neighbors help you out with it because they're all going to be growing and becoming ripe at different times. And you can have an abundance just by spending 15 minutes out there doing what you love doing. And then when it's all harvested, get out those tools, turn over that dirt, get ready to lay down some more seed for a cover crop, something that can put nutrients back into the dirt. And you can either put the seeds in for those one at a time, or you can broadcast them, just throw them out there. Just depends on how you want to do it. Or if you have to look out for the birds and the other critters around, because they all like them too. So some seeds need to be covered up a little bit and just broadcast some dirt over the top of them. Some soil, topsoil. Yep, broadcasting is so easy and it's done by many, many countries for many, many years. Just 15 minutes in the yard is all it takes to plant your seeds. And then you have the plants. Yep, that's clover, red clover, and there's white clover, and they're edible. Everything above ground is edible. They taste good. It's lemony. You can add it to salads or soups or casseroles. The leaves, the stems, the flowers. Save the seeds for the next year's harvest. And poppies. Not poppies. Snap peas. Morning glories are there too, but they can become quite obnoxious. Bye.